Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. What do you want 2022 to look like? Pay off debt? Get in better relationship with your money? Buy a house? Create that business? Learn how to save and spend better? Whatever you want to achieve, it first starts with setting your money intentions.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Come to Game, where we flip the script on the old school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the very last episode of 2021 or the first episode of 2022, depending on when you're listening to this episode. I'm so thrilled to have you here. You know, I keep going back to this quote from Kermit the Frog. Life is like a movie. Write your own ending. So my question is, what do you want your movie to look like? It's 2022. It is time to set some money intentions for the year that you can achieve that will change your life, that you're going to be looking back at 2021 in awe of all the amazing things that you've done in 2022. Now, it's not a secret that I am a big fan of intentions over resolutions. I do this episode every single year. Every single year, you love this episode. So hopefully you're starting to warm up to this idea of intentions over resolutions. I think resolutions lead you down a path of either you did the thing or you didn't and you failed. And I really don't like this idea of perfect or failure when it comes to your money. I mean, saying I don't like it is really an understatement. I really hate the idea of perfect or failure when it comes to money. You aren't a failure if you didn't hit your savings goal this last year. And when you feel like you failed, you're not at all motivated to continue. So I bet you can think of so many instances when you tried something with your money and it just didn't work out. So you immediately thought, oh, well, that whatever must not be for me. It must not be for me to buy a house. It must not be for me to pay off my debt. It must not be for me to start the business, whatever it is. But that kind of thinking really plays into the scarcity thinking that we as a collective society has built. And I am just calling bullshit on that. I do not want you to live in a scarcity way of thinking anymore. I don't want you to live in a place where you think you're not good enough, that you don't have enough, that you can't change your life, that you can't step into what you want to be and do. All right. So that's it. I've just called bullshit on it. So my hope is that you accept it. So what if things didn't go exactly the way you wanted them to go in 2021? What do you want to focus on is the actual progress. That is the progress. Thinking about what do I want it to look like? How do I want to do things differently going forward? That, my friend, that is progress. So did you manage to save any money in 2021? That's progress. Did you manage to pay off some debt in 2021? That's progress. Did you manage to at least have some days when you weren't totally anxiety-ridden about money? That's progress. Were you able to have one small maybe money talk with your partner? That's progress. Were you able to go on a few money dates each week or a month, or maybe you only did it once? I don't care. That's progress. I want you to celebrate what you did do. I want you to celebrate the progress that you did have, even if it's really small and it feels so insignificant, it doesn't matter because that is where real change starts to happen. So when you're thinking about intentions, this is the playground to play in. The literal definition of intention is a thing intended or an aim or plan. So what are you aiming at? And then what is your plan to move towards that? Not intention is not did I do the thing or not did do the thing, right? It's a thing that is intended, an aim or a plan. So our plans can change, our aim can change. It doesn't matter. We just have some sort of direction. So again, not that you did it perfectly, but did you have an aim? So let's focus on your aim, your intention. Here's a great quote that I love. I'm hoping it resonates with you. Set intentions before you take action. Blind action is sometimes worse than no action at all. And I'm probably going to butcher the name, but this was said by Ikarak Brost. Again, forgive me if I've mispronounced that. But I love that idea that blind action, just kind of going around with our eyes closed, is actually worse than taking no action at all. So setting some sort of intention, moving towards something, and then being okay if that changes. So if I could sum up my number one piece of money advice as you think about your intentions, it would be this. Are you ready? I feel like I need a drum roll somewhere. Going directly to the money how-tos will leave you scratching your head as to why things didn't work. So if you go straight to the how-to investing, straight to the how-to budget, straight to the how-to buy a house, straight to the house to anything, you're going to wonder, why did that not work out? If you first start with the behavioral side of money, how you think, act, and feel about money, and then you head to the how-tos, you're going to find success. So what I mean, let me give you an example. Let's just say you really want to pay off debt, student loan debt, credit card debt, could be any kind of debt. And you go first to the strategy, to how to pay it off. And you're like, this is not working. Nothing is actually happening here, right? I want you to first go to that place of why did I get in debt? What were the triggers? What was happening? What was happening emotionally, mentally, physically, environmentally, for me to get into debt, and work on those factors and cultivating new habits there. Then we go to the how-tos and we just plug in the money and it starts happening. So there's this powerful science around money that when we attach feelings and emotion to our goals, they happen. So it's not enough that we just say we want to get out of debt or we want to buy that house or we want to do that thing, whatever it is. We have to attach some sort of feeling and emotion to it. How will that make you feel to pay off that debt? How will that change your life? I want you to write it out. I want you to put post-it notes all over your wall. Whatever it is, I want you to connect your emotion, how you feel about that, with the actual goal, because that is going to keep you motivated to move forward. So I thought there would be no better way to bring in the new year than to focus on something that I know will change you in your finances in more ways than you can imagine. And that's the act of money mindfulness and really creating a healthy money mindset. So our mindset has a lot to do with our current situation. You've heard that saying that you are either a glass half full person or a glass half empty person. And it's all about how you look at your situation. And there's not exactly a right answer or a wrong answer. It just is. So let me give you an example again. We'll go back to the debt payoff because that is something that so many of us really want to achieve. But if that's not your goal, you can just literally insert in whatever your goal is. So it's easy to say things like, I'll never get out of debt. I'll never be able to afford that house or build a strong retirement fund, or I've made too many money mistakes, or I just can't seem to figure out how to budget. So I'm not going to do it. These statements are universal and they don't change no matter how much money you're working with. We could plug in any amount of money and still these sayings are going to resonate. So they're powerful because every time you say a negative statement like this to yourself, you are manifesting, cultivating, creating, fill in the blank with whatever word feels good for you, that sentiment, to the point that you're starting to believe it at your core. So the more I say things like, I'm never going to get out of debt, I've made too many, I just can't, the more you're going to believe that in your core. And that thing is actually not going to change. You're not going to be able to get out of debt. You're not going to be able to afford, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't want you to beat yourself up if you've had these thoughts. The reason I'm sharing this with you is because I have these thoughts all the time. And I am constantly trying to work on this. We all do. If I surveyed everyone listening right now to this episode, you would all raise your hand at something. But what I want you to do is replace those negative not truths with things that are true. Things like, I will save $50 this week in my house fund because I can do this. I will pay off $100 this month on my credit card or student loan or whatever it is. And that is going to get me one step closer to being debt free. Or I don't know how to invest wisely, but I'm going to read a book or listen to a podcast or ask a friend or learn one thing that will help me. Or yeah, I've made more money mistakes than I can count, but who cares? Those are in my past and I'm making good decisions now going forward. And I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to pretend to be perfect. It just doesn't exist. And nobody is the judge of me except me, right? So what I mean is change those thoughts every time you catch one sneaking into your brain. Because scarcity and negative thinking about money, they're going to keep you stuck in this paradigm of perfectionism that isn't doing you any good. So how you think about your progress, how you feel about your progress, and then the action you take is far more important than the actual act of knowing what to do with your money. I hope that makes sense. So it's my belief that the entire money system was created for us to fail. You and me both, created for us to stay in debt because it's beneficial to many companies, many institutions. Having a lower credit score is financially beneficial to many businesses and institutions. I mean, even keeping you in a place where you feel like you can't do whatever in life because of the size of your bank account keeps others prospering. And I really want to change this. I really want you to focus on this idea of progress over perfection, that I can celebrate my progress. I don't have to worry about being perfect, nor do I have to get stuck in all of the mistakes of the past. All right. So then the question remains, what are your money intentions for 2022? I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. So the first step, if we're going to start setting our money intentions for 2022, is to write out what I call a "wouldn't it be cool if" list for the year. So I don't want you to censor yourself on this. I want you to write down everything that you want to do that would be really, really cool if it happened. So to give you an idea, here are a few things from my list. So one would be I could take a month off every year to travel to Europe. Of course, once COVID is firmly in the rearview mirror, I want to create better balance between work, family, and just living. That is something that I am not very good at all. So balance is definitely one of my words for 2022. I would love to have a house with a podcast studio and a killer kitchen and a bathtub to end all bathtubs. I don't know if you're a bathtub person, but oh man, there's nothing like a great bath at the end of a day. Another intention would be that my earning power was unlimited and not bound by traditional rules of success. So I just think that would be really cool. I think it would be really cool if Millennial Money Podcast reached 1 million downloads a month and more lives were changed as a result. It'd be so cool if I could help fund lots of different things, from providing hearing aids to those that couldn't afford it, to financial literacy centers, to offering free money help and advice, to helping other couples be able to afford adoption. Those are just some of the things that are really important to me. I think it would be really cool if I learned how to make pasta in Italy. I don't know, are you up for that one? I just would love to do that. I think it would be cool to get in the best mental and physical shape of my life. And I think it would be really cool if I finally felt comfortable in just being me and I embraced all of my quirks and I didn't have to feel like I was apologizing for who I am. So your list, your "wouldn't it be cool if" list, it can be anything. Personal stuff, money stuff, career stuff, relationship stuff, silly stuff. It's your list to make your own. So create this list. I set a timer for like half an hour on mine so I wasn't just kind of endlessly stuck in like a continuing time loop. I gave myself kind of a dedicated amount of time. You can do this however you want, but keep this list somewhere where you can come back to it often. I keep mine in a Google Doc, and whenever I'm feeling down or frustrated, I come back to it. And these lists, they seem really silly, but they're important when you're serious about setting intentions and then achieving them. So think of the wouldn't it be cool if list is almost like your foundation, right? Now we need to get a bit more serious. So I want you to create a separate list of your top money intentions for the year. For example, I won't get stressed out about money. I'm going to pay off that last bit of student loan debt. I'm going to create a side hustle. I'm going to build up my emergency fund. I'm going to create a separate stream of income. I want to create more cash flow. I want to learn how to do X, et cetera. It could be anything. Again, anything in this list, and really, honestly, as long as you want it to be. I set a timer, again, just because I'm the type of person that will sit for hours creating these lists, and it doesn't need hours. It just needs top of the head brainstorming, right? So once you're done with this list of your top money intentions for 2022, I want you to come back and circle the top maybe three or four intentions, the things that really sing to you and stand out, and you're like, yeah, I am doing those things in 2022. Again, they don't have to be totally actionable things. Like doesn't have to be a thing that I'm going to pay off debt, but it could be a thing again about I need to have these conversations with my partner about money, or I just want to feel better. I just want to feel happier. I don't want to feel stressed out, right? So they can be doing anything that really resonates with you. All right. So pick your top three to four. So I've been doing a lot of reading about the difference between those that achieve goals and those that don't. And did you know that only 8% of people actually achieve their goals? Only 8%. That really blew my mind. That just seems outrageous. So I became curious. Why then are 92% of people missing out and stuck in this loop of setting goals and intentions only to miss them? So you may have felt that way. I know I certainly have in many years. I look back at some of the years and I'm like, what did I actually do? I don't know if I actually achieved anything in that year. So of all the people I've worked with, spoken to, we've had over 760 episodes on this show. So that's a lot of conversations. I found some tricks to setting intentions and being in that 8% of people who actually achieve them. So with your list of your top three to four intentions, I want you to think about or break them down in this way. So number one, who can support you in reaching this goal or intention? You need a support system. So every singer you love, movie you adore, successful person you know, they all had a support system. So who is that person or people that can be there that are non-judgmental, that are going to celebrate with you the success and pick you up when things maybe don't go so well? So I normally don't suggest a family member because, well, you know, family can be a little tricky. And sometimes we feel like our family members might judge us, or they might give us information or direction based on them and what's best for them. And you need somebody who's going to give you direction and support and celebrate your progress that is all about you. So you've got to find somebody who can detach from themselves long enough to do that. So the number two thing is, I want you to get really specific. You know, they say the devil is in the details, but honestly, your intentions and goals need to be specific and potentially even challenging, right? Something that really motivates you to move out of that comfortable box. So if it was easy, you would have already done it. But that doesn't mean you can't succeed. You just need to get specific. So let's say one of your intentions, again, I'm using debt payoff just because we all know this. Fill it in with whatever works for you. Great. That's specific, but that's not going to happen. But what about if you set your intention like this? In January, I'm going to pay an extra $50 towards this debt, then towards that debt, then towards this next debt, etc. And I'm also going to cook four meals a week at home, which will be more delicious and satisfying than eating out. And then I'm going to take that cash and put it towards these debts in this order. I will also reframe my negative thoughts around debt and my mistakes into positive ones, knowing each day I save a little, I'm one day closer to being debt-free. See how much more that intention comes alive than just saying I'm going to pay off debt? It's specific, it's challenging, and it's actionable. At the end of January, you can see your progress. That is where the magic lies. So do this for each intention that you have. Get specific and give yourself a challenge that you know you can succeed at and attach that emotional component to it. Okay, number three, I want you to throw out the idea of multitasking. I don't even know when or how it became hip to say that you were an expert at multitasking. I have claimed this for so many years. I'm like, yeah, I'm so good at multitasking. Like, give me 10 things to do at one time, and man, I'm going to shuffle through those 10 things. But it isn't until I realized that if I focused on one thing at a time and worked in chunks of time, I actually achieve more, right? Go figure. Light bulb moment. So you've got your intentions. Work on them for a few minutes a day, but be conscious when you're looking at your spending or figuring out what to do with your extra cash from your side hustle or whatever your intention is. Be intentional. And then after you've given it some focus, do something else. The one and only way I've seen people be able to hit goals is to break them down into little chunks. So each day doing one more step and knowing when to stop and leave it for tomorrow. Trust me, it works. Took me a long time to learn this, but it works. Another thing is to build in rewards. So you had an awesome January. Right on. Like, take yourself out to the movies or buy that pair of sneaks you want. I don't care what it is, but build in a reward system that is small, of course. So I don't want you to pay off $200 in debt and then go spend $200 on your reward. That doesn't really get you anywhere. So think of something that's small, a number that feels somewhat inconsequential to you, but still is going to feel like a reward. So there's a lot of science behind this celebration aspect of our intentions and moving closer to our intentions. There's an article in an online publication called Brilliant Living, and they called out 6 reasons why you should celebrate success. So here's one that really stands out to me. It says, there's a reason why it feels good when we celebrate success and to do it with neurohappy chemicals in our brain. So dopamine is released into our brain when we anticipate achieving something or when we achieve it, and it just feels good, so we want more of it. We also get it from not such healthy pursuits. So why not build lots of opportunities for the dopamine rush into what we do want to do, like setting small goals, so we have lots of chances to achieve success. I really like that. So you know the dopamine hit. If you've had sex, you know the dopamine hit. If you've landed a new job with a big, huge salary, or even a small increase in salary, you know dopamine effects, right? So dopamine is this chemical in our brain. So what it's saying is that when we celebrate success, dopamine is released and our brain goes, wow, that felt really good. Okay, let's do it again. So you feel really motivated to take that one tiny step every day towards your intention. So it's all about tricking your brain and your body and your mind and all sorts of things that, again, it's this idea of not being perfect, but that we're moving closer. And so that's what intentions bring to us, this idea of this is what we're intending to do. We're going to take an aim at this. If it doesn't go as planned, all right, we're just going to change the intention or change the plan or change the aim. That's all it is. So rather than setting a resolution where it's all about this pass or fail, we're saying, nah, we're giving ourselves more freedom to play around with this stuff. And lastly, I want you to just pay attention again to what's going on in your brain. What is your mindset today? Where do you want it to be? And what do you need to do to get there? I think the most meaningful discovery I've had in life is that I actually get to choose my thoughts and that I can change negative thinking. Now, I'm certainly not an expert at this, and I am learning along with you, but this idea that I actually have a choice in what I'm thinking is really powerful. So particularly when it comes to my money, I can change those thoughts. It's not going to change the money in my bank account, but I can change those thoughts. There's another great article actually on WebMD of all places that talks about the scarcity mentality and the effects of it. So it says, scarcity mentality limits your brain function. So scarcity mentality affects your ability to solve problems, hold information, and reason logically. It also affects your brain's decision-making process. A scarcity mindset limits your ability to plan, focus, and start a project or task. Your brain is too busy thinking about something you don't have. That is how our money system has been set up, to have us all operate in this place of scarcity mentality that holds us almost hostage to making plans, to focusing, to starting a project, to making progress. So when you feel like you're swimming in a sea of lack around you, you can't make good money decisions. You can't plan. You aren't motivated. You're just focused on the lack. And we all have been there. So your intentions are working to counter this very real behavioral side of money by telling your brain, no, this is what I want. I'm making progress. I'm celebrating that progress no matter what. And I'm not obsessed with the achievement, just the progress. So lastly, you've got your wouldn't it be cool if list. You've got your top 3 to 4 money intentions for the year. One last tip is something I just started to do. You can only really focus on one thing at a time. So why not give each month a theme around your intentions? Maybe January is just get my stuff organized month or create my money system month. Maybe February is set up my debt payoff strategy. And March is commit to 4 money dates. Seriously, there could be anything that resonates with you, but by no means do you need to stick to your themes. They just give you something to focus on and to continue turning your intentions into reality. So I want to say a very, very quick thank you for a great 2021 on the show. And I'm so looking forward to 2022. In case you haven't heard, we're changing the name of the show in late February, which will be our 7-year anniversary of the show. And I'm going to be announcing the name in January. I'm going to be taking you on the journey a little behind the scenes as we change all sorts of stuff. And the content's not going to change. We're going to have so many more guests, more great tips and strategies, more chances to connect on a deeper level with the show and with me. And so much more is planned for 2022. So one thing you can do for me, whether you're listening to this episode in 2022 or you're still in 2021, is head to Apple Podcasts. I will drop the link in the show notes and leave a review for this show. The reviews are how we continue to grow, and they mean so much to the show and to me, even the negative ones. So thank you for being a huge part of this show's success, continued success. It is because of you, because you tune in, because you share these episodes with friends and family members. It is the reason why the show is still standing strong and growing 7 years later. So thank you so much to you for that. And big cheers to you for 2022. We're going to do big things in 2022, but we're not going to be focused on them necessarily having to be big, right? We're going to focus on this idea of progress over perfection. So on this podcast, we're changing our language around money to help you unlock the life you want to live and live it out on purpose. Again, now that you're part of this movement, it's up to all of us to invite others in. So share this episode with someone that you think is really ready to set their money intentions for 2022. Tell them why they should be listening to Millennial Money and invite them in so we can all talk about money in a new, fun, and fresh way. So big cheers to you for 2022, and I'll see you on the other side.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.